Good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. I am Brad to the Bone. Brad to the Bone, hosting Brad's Vinyl. An eclectic collection of all of my old vinyl LPs, ranging from classic rock, electric rock, acid rock, new wave, punk, rockabilly, and so on. Yeah, and we're moving into the 80s here today. We're going to have an 80s show, 80s, 80 to 85. I got something to do for you. Going to be a short show today. We've got a couple of EPs we're going to go through, that's all. Just Depeche Mode, the 1980 band. I started in 1980. This release is actually a 1985 EP, an import EP on blue vinyl. Yes, called It's Called a Heart. And it's an extended play, stuff you'd hear in the dance hall for dancing, featuring the track It's Called a Heart on one side, actually, and then the B side, Fly on a Windscreen. Fly on the Windscreen, that's right. Depeche Mode. The English band. We're going to have England meets the U.S. We've got Oingo Boingo also coming up on an EP, their very first EP. Yep. And the Depeche Mode, Dave Graham. You know, heavy keyboards in this band. I like keyboard bands. Martin Gore, Andy Fletcher, Vince Clark, and Depeche Mode. All right, 1985's EP. Called A Heart. This was their 14th, actually, UK single, released in September of 85. And, oh gosh. Actually, It's Called A Heart was Martin Gore and Alan Wilder actually said it was one of their least favorite singles ever recorded by Depeche Mode. But yeah, whatever. It's what I got. I got what I got. And they're saying it's not particularly well-liked by the fans, but hey, you know, it's a long dance song. Hey, you get drunk, high, whatever, you go out there and you dance to this stuff. So, there's not much information about this. This is an import, again, they said, and oh, it's really cool in the blue vinyl. I got photos posted on the website. Brad's Vinyl. Coming at you now, so let's go ahead and get on into this EP by Depeche Mode, right here on Brad's Vinyl. We'll be right back.
There's something beating here inside my body, and it's called a heart.
Bread of the Bone, you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. That was side A of our EP by Depeche Mode. Let's get on to side B right now.
Touch me.
Touch me, huh? Somebody wants to be touched. with those lyrics being repeated, touch me, touch me. Brad of the Bone here. You are listening to Brad's Vinyl and a couple of EPs I've got today. That was side B of It's Called a Heart, the extended play Depeche Mode recording from 1985. And you just heard Fly on the Windscreen. That's right, Fly on the Windscreen. The side A had It's Called a Heart, an extended version, dance version. Lots of synthesizers. All synthesizers, in fact. Kind of interesting. This band, at the time that this EP was recorded, David Gahan on vocals, Martin Gore, Alan Wilder, Andrew Fletcher, all on synthesizers, as well as a drum machine. Alan Wilder on a drum machine there. No acoustic instrumentations, you know, strings, guitars, nothing, none of that. Wind instruments, nothing. All synthetic music. Interesting. Depeche Mode on Brad's Vinyl. And moving along, we have a second EP, also out of the 80s, 1980, the first EP produced by Oingo Boingo. Yeah, that's coming up right now. Let's get on into side A, and we'll talk about Oingo Boingo in a few minutes on Brad's Vinyl.
Oh. Violent Love to You. Oh, yeah. Danny Elfman. Oingo Boingo. Now you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And I am Brad to the Bone, hosting my old vinyl LPs as I burn them to digital. And a couple of EPs today. We've started the second EP. That's Oingo Boingo's debut recording, actually. Their first official release from the Southern California new wave band Oingo Boingo, called Oingo Boingo. And we featured the side A, There Was Only a Lad, and Violent Love. Those two tracks are in that EP, the debut EP out of 1980, Oingo Boingo, the new wave band. And starting in, they started actually like in 1970-something, 72, 73, Richard Elfman, his name. And, and they actually were on the Gong Show at one time. Yep, as they were actually on the Gong Show. They originally called themselves the Mystic, what were they called? The Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo or something like that. Very curious name. So, very synthesized music, electronics, the organ kicking in there. Fun organ on I Want to Make Violent Love. That sounds kind of like a merry-go-round organ, carnival organ. And their lyrics, only a lad, Johnny was a lad. He didn't want to learn things, and he liked to burn things. And then, what else? They go to talking about, perhaps if we were nice, he'd be better, and it's society made him that way. Sociological comments there, a little political comments there, saying, oh, he's only a lad. Oh, society made him. Oh, we should feel so bad for him. Later at the end, they're saying, you know, Johnny boy, I hope you fry for all your crimes. So, you know, not making society responsible for the actions of the individual, especially when they're a criminal. Yeah, we won't get into that too much more. Danny Elfman, Oingo Boingo, Only a Lad, and Violent Love. Danny Elfman on lead vocals, Steve Bartek playing guitars, David Eagle on drums, Richard Gibbs, your keyboardist, playing that carnival organ. Bass guitar, Carrie Hatch, Johnny Vatos Hernandez, also on drums. Two drummers, how about that? And, big band, baritone and alto saxophones by Leon Schneiderman. Sam Phipps on tenor and soprano saxophones, trumpet and trombone by Dale Turner. And we'll give you credit to your mixer, Michael Boshears, your mixer and producer, and Joe Julian, also the producer of Only a Lad and Violent Love, and the first EP, the first legitimate recording by the California new wave band Oingo Boingo, who I actually had a chance to see at this tiny little club in Redondo Beach, California. I don't even remember. Was it the Dancing Waters or something like that? The name of it was right on the beach. I swear it held 100 people max, and it was packed, absolutely packed. Well, my arms were pretty long. I could almost reach out and touch Danny Elfman there. And, Oingo Boingo going on to be a big hit later with their more popular stuff. That they were actually more well known for their release of songs like Dead Man's Party and Weird Science, which we're in the 80s, so we're kind of in the transition time when LPs were starting to move to CDs. I believe I do have some CDs of Oingo Boingo, but this is Brad's Vinyl, where we feature vinyl LPs, so we're kind of crossing into the fringe there. And who knows, maybe someday I'll do some of my CDs, but right now I got a ton of vinyl to keep going on Brad's Vinyl. I'm Brad of the Bone. Let's get into side B of Oingo Boingo's debut LP right now.
Hell with them, I really don't care. Try to be one of the A. I got so drunk that I could feel no pain. Hanging out in Acapulco, drinking rum and sipping cocoa. Pretty senorita, look this way. Dancing to the night, everything's alright. A cruel and a wife, ain't this the life? Yeah, I said, ain't this the life? Tell me, ain't this the life? Oh, mama, ain't this the life?
Oh, so-
All right. A minor key song played in a minor key. The mysterious sounds of the minor keys. That's, again, Brad of the Bone here. My favorite stuff is often played in a minor key. And that was I Am So Bad, or I'm So Bad, by Oingo Boingo. And then that was side B, the B side of the EP, the 1980 Oingo Boingo EP, their first recording released by the new wave band Oingo Boingo out of California. Side B featuring Ain't This the Life, and then moving in I'm So Bad. Ain't This the Life, a fun song there, talking about, talking about being rich, I guess, and doing all the fun stuff, hanging out with little Susie, having a massage in the jacuzzi, and so on and so forth. And Ain't This the Life. All right. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Danny Elfman, Steve Bartek, David Eagle, Richard Gibbs, Kerry Hatch, and the rest of Oingo Boingo on Brad's Vinyl, as we burn my vinyl LPs and EPs. Today was an EP day, so short show today. Thanks for listening, y'all, and enjoy our next show. We've got more vinyl LPs. I got lots of them on Brad's Vinyl. I'm Brad of the Bone out. Thanks again.